Radio.
Blessed Are the Merciful, a catechesis by Archbishop Anthony Fisher in the lead up to World Youth Day in Krakow.
Organising a World Youth Day is something you only do once. But I've often said that in life, and who knows what would come. But I doubt that it will be the next one will be here. But I thank CYS and all of you for inviting me to be with you tonight for Grace Fest to mark 1 year out from World Youth Day 2016. Where we will be, I hope many of us will be with the youth of the world celebrating Mass with the Holy Father in Krakow, Poland. Some of you will be going there via the Holy Land in the footsteps of Jesus with me, but whichever way you go, you've got to find a way to go, to get there, because it will be the adventure of a lifetime. Tonight I'll be launching a brand new Archdiocese of Sydney app for Android and Apple devices with loads of helpful stuff about the Catholic Church in Sydney and beyond. And I'd invite you to download it from your app store. Just search for Archdiocese of Sydney, and you can give us some feedback on what sorts of things you'd like to see on the app, any ideas you have for making it even better. But in the meantime, I hope you'll find it a great help in your preparations for World Youth Day in the year to come. 1 year to go, one Inigo. The Princess Bride is a 1987 American fantasy adventure which became something of a cult classic film. It's commonly rated amongst the top 10 comedy films of all time and has charmed audiences ever since. It's structured, for the two or three of you in the room who haven't seen it, around a grandfather, played by Peter Falk, aka Columbo, reading a book to his grandson, who's sick. He tells the story of a farmer's daughter named Buttercup, played by Robin Wright from The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Whenever she gives an order to the farm boys, one of them, Wesley, immediately answers, "As you wish," and happily complies. Eventually, she realises that by the words, "as you wish," he means, "I love you," and that she loves him too. Wesley, played by Kari Ewells of the Saw series, goes off to seek his fortune so that they can marry. But his ship is attacked by the dread pirate Roberts and he's presumed dead. Years later, the still grieving Buttercup agrees to marry the unappealing Prince Humperdinck, who really plans to have her kidnapped and murdered as a pretext for war. Two separate forces pursue the kidnappers: the prince and his retinue, and a masked man dressed in black, who turns out to be our hero, Wesley, who has somehow miraculously escaped death. He catches up with our criminals and converts them to being his companions. He is reunited with his beloved, and the duo manage to cross a swamp full of fire sprouts, lightning, quicksand, and rodents of unusual size, only to be captured by Humperdinck and his sadistic vizier, the six-fingered Count Rugen. The prince has Wesley imprisoned in the pit of despair and tortured to death. But Wesley, it turns out, is only mostly dead and escapes again, rescues his beloved, and they live happily ever after. Now, one of those bad guys turned into a follower of our hero is a Spaniard named Inigo Montoya. He's a brilliant swordsman and is driven by one thought: avenging his father's murder at the hands of the evil Count Rugen. He is thus responsible for the well-known movie line:
"Hello.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die." It's inspired many mimics and memes, including one I've seen saying, "Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You serve me decaf. Prepare to die." Today is the feast day, as it will be 1 year from now on this day, of another Spaniard named Inigo, Inigo Loyola, upon whom our hero's friend Inigo Montoya was loosely based. He too had a taste for swashbuckling adventure, even violent revenge, but found his whole life turned around by an encounter with God's mercy. Inigo Loyola is better known as Saint Ignatius Loyola. He was born in the Basque Country of Spain, just a few kilometres away from where my ancestors come. As a young man, he was a page in the royal court and took to the life of wine, women and song, gambling, fashion and brawling. He became a soldier, but was seriously injured in the leg. During an extended convalescence, he thought he'd read novels about knights in shining armour pursuing fair damsels. But the only books that were available, the place was run by nuns, were books about the life of Christ and the saints. And so he encountered his Wesley, his version of that merciful Lord who miraculously escaped death and saved others. Converting to being a disciple of Christ, he continued his romantic adventure by going on pilgrimage to the Holy Land, confessing his sins, wearing the clothes of a pauper, and spending 10 months in a cave praying. I'm not sure how many of you have something like that in mind for your World Youth Day pilgrimage next year. When he got back, he went to uni, and he and his mates decided that it would be cool to take religious vows as companions of Jesus, or Jesuits. They travelled to Rome to offer their services to the Holy Father, hence the Jesuits' famous vow of obedience to the Pope. This adventurous spirit and this fidelity to the church inspired them to leave home and position and possessions and to travel the world in obedience to Jesus' invitation in the gospel, the invitation to discipleship. Wherever they went, the Jesuits offered Catholic teaching, retreats, and spiritual direction. Many were martyred, as befitted these soldiers for Christ, who wanted to do all ad maiorem Dei gloriam for the greater glory of God. By the time he died, on this day, the 31st of July, 1556, Inigo Loyola, St. Ignatius, and his Jesuits were well on the way to becoming the biggest and most influential order of priests in the world. Well, on St. Ignatius Day, in 1 year's time, those of us lucky enough to be on pilgrimage to Krakow will be celebrating Mass with the Pope after spending time in the hometown of St. John Paul II and in other holy places. For young Catholic adults of the Archdiocese of Sydney, it promises to be the adventure of a lifetime, an encounter with the divine mercy, and an important step on the spiritual journey to maturity in Christ, and hopefully sainthood. Like Inigo Montoya and Inigo Loyola, that adventure will be marked by friendship, mercy, and the pursuit of a difficult but obtainable goal, which is what fosters our hope. During your World Youth Day explorations, you'll cross the world to visit places, meet people, and experience things that will affect you deeply. You can expect an immersion in full-on Catholic life, where faith goes public, faith goes viral amongst millions of your peers from every nation on earth. They are ordinary young people like yourselves. Yet God has extraordinary plans for them and for you. In cultures that say young adults today aren't up to much, they're no longer as idealistic as they used to be. They no longer have the courage or interest in taking on a good cause, a great cause, in pursuing a high goal. No, today they're only interested in themselves, in getting ahead, in fleeting experiences of pleasure and accumulating gadgets and other possessions. In a culture that so often runs young people down and in so many ways sells them short, the church is saying, you are saying by your presence here tonight, that young people want more and better. Ignatius of Loyola, as a young adult, tried it all. And in the end, he found that the high life wasn't all it's cracked up to be. It didn't satisfy him deep down. He knew that he was made for more. As Pope Francis says in his brand new encyclical on the environment, Laudato Si, our gadget culture peddles technology and consumer goods as the way to happiness. But any culture that leaves God and his mercy out of the picture impoverishes the human spirit, abandons the poor, and ends up eating up and then excreting the world. Like Inigo Montoya and Inigo Loyola, we will discover that the greatest adventure in life is not the vain pursuit of fame and fortune, but the sane pursuit of love and truth. Like Wesley pursuing his beloved across land and sea, through danger and death, Inigo Loyola channeled his desires for courtly love and the ideals of knighthood into a chaste love for the church and the passionate desire to serve his Lord. Catholicism is the greatest truth and mercy adventure that there is. My hope is that your World Youth Day preparations and subsequent pilgrimage will jumpstart you on that epic adventure. Sometimes comic, sometimes heroic, that is life in Christ. That it will set you up for your life beyond, in your future studies and work and leisure and friendships and marriages and families and the rest. That means the next 12 months will be especially important. Our catch cry for the next 12 months is from the Beatitudes. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. And most of you have heard me on that theme before when we launched World Youth Day, or you've watched it on the web. There's so much to be said, and much will be said, in our experiences and in the words we hear when we get to the land of divine mercy, its devotion, to the city of that devotion, to the place Pope Francis is calling us next year. In his conversion from a life of earthly distractions, St. Ignatius received God's mercy. He faced up to the reality of who he was till then, confessed his sins, and asked God's help to turn his life around. It's only through God's providence and mercy that this could have occurred. In The Princess Bride, we saw Prince Humperdinck renege on his word and act mercilessly to Wesley, who had generously offered himself up for the sake of his buttercup. God is not like this. God shows his power by exercising mercy. And he does this most visibly on the cross. Christ's passion for us proves he loves us and wants us to receive his mercy. In Laudato Si, Pope Francis, who is of course himself a Jesuit, a follower of Inigo Loyola, St. Ignatius, says that we are only going to turn around the problems of this world, the problems of disadvantage for the poor and degradation for the environment. We're only going to turn around the problems of this world if we are turned around ourselves. He says the profound interior conversion is what is needed for our world right now. He calls for new habits, not just Dominican habits, though they're pretty good. New habits and little daily actions. We need to lead the way in living simpler, humbler, less selfish, more ascetical lives, he says. So let's try this ourselves for the next 12 months as we prepare for World Youth Day. Try to be less selfish in your habits and to think of your God and your neighbour and your world. Try to spend less on yourself. That will actually help you to save for World Youth Day too. Try to face up to yourself in that spiritual mirror that is confession, and receive the great sacrament of mercy. And spend more time in the society of Jesus, in company with Christ and his saints, by regular Mass, by prayer before the Blessed Sacrament. Tonight is great practice for that. Let's practice the virtues of simplicity and humility and receptiveness to mercy, especially with that open heart we have in prayer before Christ. And then, having received mercy yourself, be merciful to others. Practice being merciful to others in this 12 months. Become agents of divine mercy. Mercy women and mercy men. And get ready to join me and Pope Francis in the adventure of a lifetime. See you in Krakow.
That was a catechesis by Archbishop Anthony Fisher entitled Blessed Are the Merciful. This talk was provided by our friends at xt3.com. And for more talks, interviews, and shows, visit cradio.org.au.